Immigration advocates gathered Tuesday in Albany calling for state lawmakers to pass a bill that would prohibit U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement from making arrests at courthouses. WXXI's Noelle Evans has more.
Mizuya Zeki is with the Immigrant Defense Project. She says that for the past 5 years, the organization has been monitoring ICE arrests across New York State. She says since 2017, there's been an uptick in courthouse arrests.
We're talking about, you know, ICE, plainclothes ICE officers being inside courthouses, waiting for people's names to get called and getting, you know, positive identification of different people, following people outside after their court case has been resolved, and then sometimes just arresting someone on their way into court.
Ezeki says ICE targets people who come to court for things like traffic violations, housing disputes, or those seeking judicial protection in domestic violence cases. Emma Krejci with Worker Justice Center of New York traveled from Rochester to participate in the rally. She says that there's a generalized fear among immigrants because people are worried they'll be targeted.
That does not help serve the interests of justice. It only allows those who perpetrate crimes to remain undetected.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement issued a statement that Congress has granted ICE officers broad authority to arrest removable aliens and may lawfully do so in courthouses. Ezeki says the bill would require ICE agents to have a warrant in order to arrest anyone attending or leaving a courthouse. Noelle Evans, WXXI News.